This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, Gene Hackman is gone 95 years. He had a nice long life. Found dead with his dog, and his wife still investigating what is up with that. They're saying no foul play. Appeared in over 70 films. A life story I absolutely love. This is a guy who described what it was like. Can you imagine? His dad was this very stern disciplinarian who was very hard to get close to. And the only day, the day of the week he felt closest to him was the day they would spend together, Saturdays. It happened to be on a Saturday when he was 13. He said he saw his dad driving away. And he said, I knew by the way he waved, he wasn't coming back. It was as if he was saying, you're on your own. Can you imagine? That's enough to break a person for life. Maybe you lived through something like that. Oh, you'd still shuffle through life, but inside a part of you, always broken. And not a damn thing that you can do about it. You only have one choice. Do you let it break you, or do you use it to become something better? Gene Hackman describes that childhood betrayal as his Vesuvius moment. He said it turned him into Vesuvius. No one could reject him or hurt him any more than his dad did. At least that's what he told himself. So he said he could take anything. And there was a lot of rejection. When you go to those calls for acting jobs, there was, he said. He said they just couldn't get me. His classmates at the Pasadena Playhouse in California, where he trained to act, in his mid-20s, after serving in the Marines. His classmates at the Pasadena Playhouse in California, where he studied acting, cruelly voted him least likely to succeed. He shared the award that year with his lifelong friend, Dustin Hoffman. So you can see how that turned out. Yeah. We don't even know the names of the people who voted. A little jealousy there, maybe, perhaps. He wouldn't make it to the big time till he was 41. Think about that. He held on. This is the part of the story I love, okay? He held on from his mid-20s, when he was voted least likely to succeed at his acting school, to the age of 41. The vast majority of his 70 films filmed after that. Do you know what kind of a slow burn you'd have to have? I mean, this is the internal fortitude that you would have to say, well, I'm facing a lot of rejection, but no one could hurt me worse than my dad. Never saw his dad again. Can you imagine? That rips my guts out. It does. It just rips my guts out. Maybe because I have a 13-year-old son, and I can't imagine knowing and loving him like I do what it would do to him for one of us, me or his dad, to pull out of the driveway and never come back. Maybe that's what rips my guts out. I can picture what it would do to a boy of that age when on the one day a week he spends with his dad drives off and he never sees him again. But to use that as fuel, do you know how rare that is? You know how many people say, let it go? And you not only don't let it go, you hold on to something that painful and you let it fuel you? I can't imagine how strong internally you'd have to be. But you know what? It's a great example for so many of us because we all are holding on to something. Even if it's a much smaller thing than that, we're all holding on to it. What if we could use it? He finally, at age 41, won the Best Actor Oscar playing hard-boiled detective Jimmy Popeye Doyle in The French Connection. It's funny, my kids know about Gene Hackman because we just watched Hoosiers. We're actually going through Great American Classics. You have to almost watch movies with our culture, our American culture in them from those decades to feel it. You could try to explain it to kids why everyone loved America so much, but you have to feel it. You have to see it. You've got to taste it. It's not in our movies today, not like it was. Top Gun a little bit, but yeah, you know what I mean. This was the best of that era, the original Brat Pack. Anyway, I just love how he persevered. Who would do that? All your friends and family, by the time you hit your mid-30s, would be like, you know, you need to pack it in. You're not getting anywhere with this acting thing. Besides, you were voted least likely to succeed. But he didn't give up. You know what's interesting? So many times in the text line, I was talking about this. Yesterday I was talking about the study that just came out. A third of people who get a divorce regret it, especially men. Wish that they hadn't broken up their family or that they had tried harder. A third. And I heard from some divorced people yesterday. People just pour their hearts out on the text line. And there's so many of you, it's not all of you, so many of you who are still in many ways, and you'll tell me things you won't, like your deepest, darkest secrets, because it's anonymous. So many of you who are still defined by your deepest hurts. Not a criticism. I have things that I should have let go of decades ago that I still replay in my mind, so I'm guilty too. And he used it to get somewhere in life, and I love that. I love that you can do that, that he did that. And he had a lot of anger and a lot of rage. He was always getting, in fact, he just got in his last fist fight a couple years ago. He'd go looking for a fight. I get it. Lied about his age at 16 so he could leave school and join the Marines just to get out of there. Saddest part of this, his mom introduced him to the cinema. And she said, man, I can see you up on that big screen. She only knew him as a failure. She died. She was an alcoholic. She died because she passed out holding a lit cigarette, died in a house fire, never saw his fame. Tough life, but a life so well lived. We could live. We can learn from that.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.